Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. It's almost impossible to raise a child in a 100% racially white and culturally white environment these days. You move to a 95% white county, and then the Jew-dominated federal government makes sure that your county gets diversified by conspiring with greedy capitalists and corrupt local officials to build what is called low-income housing right on your doorstep. Then, even though your county is literally filled with low-income white families, victims of Rust Belt devastation caused by Wall Street Jew-promoted free trade policies and fractional reserve banking and other so-called fiat money scams, instead of offering those subsidized apartments to struggling white families and elderly, they literally advertise in the hood the very worst Congoid hellscapes in cities 100, 200, 300 miles away to encourage them to move to your town where public housing opportunities abound. And the apartments instead get converted into literal breeding colonies for Congoids and various shades of brown invaders, mestizos, mulattoes, and every possible combination thereof. you discover that even if you choose a home in the corner of the county farthest from the main cities and towns, that your 95 or 98% white school system is nevertheless totally under the thumb of the Jew-dominated state and federal education departments and the national teachers' unions, and is essentially legally required to teach the worship of Jews, blacks, mestizos, and other non-white invaders. Essentially, legally required to teach your white child that white people are historically evil oppressors. Essentially, legally required to teach that the history of Europeans in America, Europeans in Australasia, Europeans in Africa, and even Europeans in Europe is nothing to be proud of and nothing special. Essentially, legally required to teach that abortion and contraception are far preferable to the birth of a white child. Essentially, legally required to teach that racial mixture is the essence of goodness and virtue, and that to oppose it is the acme of evil. Essentially, legally required to teach that sexual perversion and transsexual mutilation is normal and wholesome. And essentially, legally required to teach your white child that he or she is the worthless end result of a train of abuse and evil that had better be stopped for the good of humanity and the planet. You discover that even if you rip down the TV antenna and cut the cable TV cord and only watch very selective videos with your family on an Android TV with a local server and install every ad blocker known to mankind, that the operating system itself injects ads from Jew-run and Jew-owned Google with hideously accurate close-ups of Negroids promoting Black History Month or homosexual pride and other atrocities right in your child's face. Ads that cannot be bypassed or deleted on the otherwise open and customizable platform. You discover that more than half of even the mom-and-pop local white-owned restaurants, or doctor's offices, or barber shops for that matter, in your nearly all-white area, have giant flat-screen TVs in every corner, spewing Afro-ball games or Fox News with non-white faces prominent as guests or anchors every 30 to 60 seconds or so, to say nothing of the commercials. And there is no direction you can face your children so that they do not see them. You find out that even stores and restaurants which omit the blaring, disgusting telescreens feature walls plastered with multiracial sports team logos and the like, and often add some U.S. military veteran worship to the decor without even a scintilla of consciousness that these fallen men were largely tricked into enlisting and then sacrificed by the Jewish power structure whose wars they were fighting against quote-unquote enemies who never did us any harm whatsoever. You discover that nearly all the churches in your very white county preach doctrines of multiracial and queer love and diversity as fundamental parts of Jesus' teachings. And if they don't have any posters of Martin Luther King or the transgender pervert flag, they're sure to be on order so they can be displayed at the more conservative churches anyway, right next to the prominently placed Israeli flag. You discover that the local homeschooling support group just assumes that your love for the Jewish, the very Jewish Jesus, is the center of your belief system, and worship of Jews and Israel and the Jewish Bible is central to all the classes they offer to their members. You learn that the local library, where you'd hope to find events intended to foster your little boy's or little girl's love of books, features Black History Month posters and placards announcing Gay and Lesbian Book Month, and even the very rugs under your child's feet show children's style pictures of Black boys and white girls holding hands. And that's saying nothing of the books themselves, where classics of white literature are being phased out and replaced with new books from Jewish publishing houses, Natch, promoting non-whites and race mixers and sexual perverts as heroes, whites as historically evil, and quote-unquote transsexual mutilation surgery as a legitimate, even heroic, choice. You also find out that all the politically and culturally conservative groups, both church-affiliated and not, in your nearly all-white area, are literally frantic to avoid not only the charge of racism, but even the thought of anything that might in any way be construed as slightly favorable to white people. They have even trained themselves to police their own thoughts and are enthusiastic, even desperate, to point out to you how proud they are that they have mestizos or blacks as members, or perhaps they are so bountifully blessed as to have a multiracial couple, married in their church, of course, as members, bravely fighting to restore the Constitution, common sense, and decency to America, under God and Donald Trump. Amen. Worthless. Utterly worthless. Such people cannot win. They don't know who the enemy is. They don't even know who they themselves are, for God's sake. They have accepted most of the enemy's ideology already, disagreeing only on unessential points. They have accepted the Middle Eastern idea that we should identify ourselves by our religion instead of by our blood, our biological inheritance that really does determine who and what we are. Even if such people did win, which isn't going to happen, they wouldn't do anything lasting and worthwhile with their victory. They'd just set us up for another Jewish takeover, possibly using a slightly different approach, but probably happening in half a decade or less, possibly half an hour. When you move to your rural white redoubt, you discover that it's not as good a place to raise your child with proper white values as you thought it would be. It might be better than the Bronx or East LA, but it's not nearly good enough. And what good there is isn't ready to defend itself against the non-white onslaught. It isn't likely to last across the generations. In short, you discover that you're leaving the already lost territory of the big city or the big city's suburbs and commuter communities, bought you and your child a little bit of respite from the horrors of the Jews' rainbow America, but damned little. Running is not a long-term solution when our enemies, the Jews, have most of the money and most of the power. Your children need and deserve so much more. They need an all-white environment. At the very least, one that is close to that already and is getting whiter and whiter as time goes on. They need a school system, or at least a homeschool cooperative, where they are taught about the uniquely creative intelligence, great history, and even greater destiny of their race, and the necessity to preserve and augment its genetic and cultural basis over time. They need to be imbued with the idea that they have a special mission in this universe and a responsibility to maintain their identity and sense of mission throughout all future white generations. They need Hitler and Pierce coloring books. They need to be taught the sanctity and holiness of sex and sexual relations and their all-important part in fulfilling the holy mission of our race. They need to be surrounded on all sides by the great and inspiring music and art of European history. They need media and literature that show them how they, and only they, can participate in and add to that greatness. The only real white redoubt is one that is consciously white. That is what the National Alliance is building today. We have a campus in Upper East Tennessee. We have our national office there. We have our Cosmotheist Church and will soon be building our chapel there. The first building of the William Luther Pierce Memorial Library and Research Center has already been built there. Our Cosmotheist Books publishing and book and media distribution arm is thriving there and growing every day. Surrounding the campus are homes being renovated and refitted for members and staff. Surrounding them are National Alliance members who have purchased land and homes nearby. Some have been married in Cosmotheist ceremonies and are now raising Cosmotheist families. All over America and overseas, too, we have members who are supporting our community. Unlike the confused conservative Christian whites I described today, the white men and women of the National Alliance are not confused. We know exactly who the malicious aliens are who took over our media and are trying to kill our race. We know that we must be strong and teach our children how to be strong, too. We know that a united, organized force is needed to win. So we are organizing and building consensus and support networks. We know that racially conscious people are stronger, much stronger, than those who are not racially conscious. That is why our supremely racially conscious enemy has been winning in recent years. And it is also why he preaches racial unconsciousness to us in his media. We know that racially conscious peoples are the only kind that survive on this earth, the only kind who can, in the long run, persist and prevail. And we know that we must survive and must prevail. We are unique. We are something new in the universe. We have a great destiny to fulfill. Come, join with us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Today's story, the latest arrest in Charlottesville Tiki Torch lawfare campaign, is Patriot Front's Thomas Rousseau. Charlottesville, Virginia. Patriot Front leader Thomas Rousseau was arrested over a felony warrant out of Virginia this weekend, making him the latest in a long list of pro-white activists still being prosecuted for events allegedly stemming from the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Rousseau, the revered nationalist figure known for his cowboy aesthetics and grand drum-led marches throughout the United States, was booked into McLennan County Jail on Friday evening, thanks to an ancient anti-Klan law that prosecutors allege Rousseau broke during the iconic torchlit march. He could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. In response, his organization has called it a 7-year witch hunt by politically motivated prosecutors. Rousseau's arrest comes after a nearly 7-year witch hunt by politically motivated prosecutors, stemming from the events that transpired at the Unite the Right rally in 2017, read a statement from Patriot Front made to its official Telegram page. Rousseau faces a fabricated felony charge for burning objects with intent to intimidate. This is the burden that American patriots must bear. Patriot Front will continue to organize and work in the nation's cause unimpeded, it continued. While Unite the Right may have ended over 7 years ago, high-profile politicians, prosecutors, and other anti-white extremists have continued to use the event to attack all of its roughly 300 attendees.
Today's story. Patriotic Alternatives' Sam Melia was sentenced to 2 years in prison for an anti-white hate conviction. Sam Melia has been sentenced to 2 years in prison, effective immediately, according to Patriotic Alternative head Mark Collett. The sentence comes amid a guilty verdict of inciting racial hatred over truthful and legal stickers last month, and will now result in Melia missing the birth of his second child. Outrage over the harsh sentence can already be witnessed on social media. the White Paper's Policy Institute called the move a ridiculous injustice and urged people to donate to a GiveZengo linked to the Melia family. Sam Melia, a husband, father, activist, and dedicated advocate for the native British, has just been sentenced to 2 years in prison because he produced and placed stickers warning about demographic change in Britain, read a post to WPPI's official Telegram page. Telling the truth about demographic change and cultural differences between peoples will now land you in prison. Laura Amelia Towler and her daughter are now without Sam. There is a GiveZengo to support Sam and Laura. They are a wonderful nationalist couple expecting their second child, all while having to deal with this ridiculous injustice. In a world where the state, media, and justice systems are against us at every turn, nationalists must come together and be a family, a true support network, it continued.
Today's story. Transgender mass shooter Audrey Hale is spared an extremism classification by the ADL. Nashville, Tennessee. The Anti-Defamation League refused to classify transgender mass shooter Audrey Hale as a left-wing extremist because she once penned the word faggots in her manifesto. The decision to exclude Hale from the list came amid a recent ADL report that claimed right-wing extremism was the source of all extremism-related shootings in 2023. Transgender mass shooter Audrey Hale, who murdered six people, including 3 9-year-old children inside a Christian school, did so because of a violent hatred towards white children, according to pages of her now-leaked manifesto. Hale had transitioned into the opposite sex, calling herself Aiden, and penned multiple journals and diaries outlining her hatred of white people. Kill those kids, those crackers. Going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their daddy's Mustangs and convertibles? Fuck you, little shits, her writing said. Despite her apparent anti-white animus, however, the ADL believes that there was no clear evidence of extremism behind the Hale shooting. Instead, they believe the shooting was born from a perceived class struggle or mental illness. The ADL also appears to use the presence of faggots in her writings as a convenient way to exonerate Hale of a left-wing extremist classification. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles and enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At Antelope Hill is proud to announce the release of a new translation, Leon Degrell in Exile by Jose Luis Jerez Raisco. Readers of The Burning Souls will already be familiar with Degrell's life before and during the Second World War, his service on the Eastern Front, and his involuntary post-war exile in Franco's Spain. This new work tells the story of his life in exile in detail, replete with first-hand accounts from Spanish nationalists and friends of Degrell. During his time in Spain, Degrell did not wallow in sadness. Despite the atrocities inflicted upon him and his family by the victorious Allied powers, he stayed remarkably active in European nationalist politics and left a lasting impression on both his personal friends and those from around the European world who took inspiration from his tenacious idealism. Degrell's enduring legacy in Spain is well deserved. Such a legacy also deserves to be spread to both sides of the Atlantic and beyond. Antelope Hill is proud to be the first to bring this unparalleled biography to the English reader. Get Leon Degrell in Exile today at antelopehillpublishing.com.